Hello, I'm Rafiq, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
It's Garbled Twistery, and we are finally here. We have made it to the 1812 election episode. Why, yes, we have covered all the Prezi, Wezi, and VP candidates leading up to this very moment. Why, yes, allow me to set yonder stage for this event. Okay. So, what's everybody stressed out about for this election? Because everybody's freaking stressed out about something around this time of year. Well, we've got some crazy man named Neapolitan Ice Cream out there in Europe messing around with the U.S.'s estranged mother country, and both sides are being freaking pirates against our ships and stealing the U.S. stuff even more and more, and nothing Billy Madison's sorry self has even tried has even worked. One minute, you're working for Frito-Lay, just trying to sell a gosh darn potato chip, and the next minute, the British have seized your ship, kidnapped you, put a gun in your hands, and now you're fighting a war against a bunch of baguette-eating soldiers who like Neapolitan ice cream. Yeah, crazy, right? Oh, and that's not all those tea sippers were up to. They were still hanging around in a bunch of forts in U.S. territory, and they were still there, and they weren't leaving when politely asked. Oh, and they're making friends with the original Americans, too. And one of the easiest ways to make people in power mad is to make friends with the people who are actually there first, you feel me? Speaking of conquering, all the thought leaders are feeling greedy again. Like, there's a bunch of U.S. people who are really thinking about taking over some Canada land in Spanish Florida, and all they're looking for is an excuse. And right in the middle of the freaking election nomination process, war was freaking declared on tea land. Speaking of hating the tea sippers, how are these Democrat Republicans getting ready for the election? Uh-oh, looks like there's trouble in the House of Mouse. A whole lot of Northern Democrat Republicans are feeling especially petty this year. Why do I say that? Well, three of the past kings on the Iron Throne were Virginians. So yeah, these guys are looking for a change of pace. Who's going to be their champion? Guess it has to be George Clinton. I mean, this dude is positioned perfectly to be the upset. Hold on a minute. He died? He's dead? Now? Does he have a nephew or something? He does? DeWitty Clinton? I like that guy. Let's throw him into the ring. Now, hold on. What about the Democrat Republicans who are still hashtag Team Billy Madison? What's their game plan, Well, instead of just outright rejecting the other Democrat Republicans, they figured they ought to throw them a bone and nominate DeWitty for vice principal. They even talked with DeWitty about it, and he seemed okay with it as long as Virginia and Pennsylvania decided they wanted to support Billy Madison. I mean, that was supposed to happen after the cactus, so it would have been a little late to change his mind to be all like, wait, I want to be president now, but whatever. The states did have early cactuses themselves, so I'm guessing DeWitty gauged for that. I don't know, whatever. Let's not dwell on the logistics, okay? How was the Democrat-Republican cactus? Was it tasty? Kind of. Billy Madison was nominated again, as expected, but something felt a little different this go-around. Like, a lot of people within the House party actually didn't even show up this time. Not a good sign. But yeah, this happened while DeWitty was still on the fence about the whole vice principal deal, so they all looked at Johnny Lang Donnie to be the vice principal on the Golden Democrat-Republican ticket, but Johnny Lang Donnie was all like, quote,
"Look, I know you guys want a northerner to balance out Billy Madison and increase your chances, but I'm freaking 70 years old. I have back problems. Leave me out of it," unquote.
So everyone was just giving the Democrat Republicans the runaround, so they had to have a second cactus, and finally, Elderberry Jerry stepped up and was like, "I'll be the vice principal or whatever," but that man was freaking 68, so I'm sorry, John Langdon, but Jerry just showed you up. Oh, but the drama doesn't stop there. No, sirree. Let me tell you what happened at New York's Democrat Republican Cactus Party. You see, every Democrat Republican there thought this whole go-to-war idea was super dumb, and they almost unanimously voted for DeWitty for the Iron Throne. And a lot of other Democrat Republicans got, like, really worried about that. I mean, it's not like they were all big fans of Billy Madison and his stupid war, but this freaking DeWitty guy might split the party in half. Like, come on, man, we have a good thing going here. Now's not the time. Also, DeWitty was caught in a total double bind here because he knew he would need to turn some Federalists to win. But he also knew that the Democrat Republicans supporting him now sat in their homes playing first-person shooters all day and loved the smell of corpses in the morning. So it was a real lose-lose situation for DeWitty if he took any stance on this crazy war whatsoever. But the war is the only thing on anybody's mind, so how's he supposed to campaign, Speaking of the Federalists, what's their game plan for this go-around, Who are they thinking about for their cactus party? Well, before DeWitty Clintoni started working with his PR agent, all the Federalists were drooling over Johnny Marshall. I mean, that guy was so popular. Everybody liked him. He might even win freaking Virginia. Imagine that! But then DeWitty Clinton jumped right into the political scene, messing everything up because his Democrat-Republican self was from New York. And you know how self-interested New Yorkers can be these days, especially with their politicians. And if that change caused the election to be thrown into the House of Reps, it would be hashtag over for the Federalists, because everybody and their grandma is a Democrat-Republican in the House of Reps. So, because DeWitty was causing such a big fat ruckus, the Federalists were stuck figuring out whether they ought to support the guy to at least disrupt something. But when it was cactus time, the feds decided that they're just gonna not vote for anybody instead of supporting DeWitty. Then DeWitty isn't going to win the states that they need him to win, where the people hate anything and everything that's Federalist. I know what you're thinking. What about Jared? Who went to Jared? Pennsylvania went to Jared. You see, at the Pennsylvania Cactus, they voted for Jared Ingedingedergen to be DeWitty's partner in crime on the Campagne Trail. DeWitty's response? I'll take him. Why? Well, who's gonna pass up all those freaking Pennsylvania votes, But wait, there's more. If you thought there couldn't be another Marvel Civil War split up between the Federalists, you thought wrong. You see, there were lots of Federalists who liked DeWitty, but not all of them. Yep, the OG Federalists are still around, and they do not want to hear about that two-faced, crafty DeWitty, okay? They are not here for it. Rufus King, bless his loser heart, stepped up and started throwing a fit, like he made his own ticket at the cactus party. I mean, basically nobody cared, or at least it seemed that way. But people did stray and vote for my boy Rufus in two states, which was a freaking problem for DeWitty because that guy needed as many votes as he could get. Those Virginia Federalists, Rufus all the way. Billy Richie Davy Jones's locker as the running mate. Get out of Virginia, DeWitty. Your kind ain't welcome here. In New York, everybody had already planned on voting for Rufus too. But when DeWitty showed up there, he was prepared this time, okay? He showed up with a whole coalition, and by the end of it, the state ended up pledging to DeWitty. Okay, so now it's freaking game time, okay? What was going on all over the campaign trail? Well, the only issue on everybody's mind was the freaking war, because, like, a war is happening! So DeWitty Clinton tried the old switcheroo, being all like, war is bad in the states where the front lines would be, only to be like, I eat war for breakfast every morning in the South, far away from where the front lines would be. You know how it is, you gotta work the public. New York and Pennsylvania were hot commodities here. DeWitty obviously won New York. I mean, hello, home court advantage. But he didn't get Pennsylvania, so DeWitty ended up losing, and Billy Madison was still on the Iron Throne at the end of it all. That said, This was the first time since Johnny Adams that those Federalists made a decent dent in things, okay? Like, it was a close call for Billy Madison, okay? If the Federalists and the pro-DeWitt Republicans had sucked up their pride and cooperated in Pennsylvania, this would have ended very differently. Oh, and remember how I said the Federalists didn't formally nominate DeWitt so that he could influence more people? I guess that only half worked, because he still got a lot of votes, but everyone still called him the Federalist candidate, but whatever, whatever. Like, this was the first out of four times where the Iron Throne, Prezi Wezi, won re-election with less people on their side than last time. So good job, DeWitty. You played it smart. Like, it was almost 50-50 close, okay? Rufus took only 2% of DeWitty's votes, and that made a freaking difference. It was like 10% less close with the email college voters in favor of Billy Madison. But yeah, congrats, Billy. You're safe for now. And congrats, Elderberry Jerry, for becoming the new vice principal. The job is thankless, and you're replacing a dead man. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, cooking with aprons, you can find Garbled History on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledhistory.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledhistory.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garbled History, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what gets to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the suggestion box is open, so if you want a tailor-made episode, come on over. Anyways, next time... Boy, that was a long stretch of candidates, wasn't it? Gosh, I need a break. Yep, it's time for some in-between election episodes. And where are we starting? The bloodiest battle ever fought in the history of Texas. Yeah, that's right. There's a whole other war going on, and we're gonna talk about it. Get excited.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
I have back problems, leave me out of it!